It is the Playhouse of the Morning, Y94, the number one hit music station, 6:47 in the morning as we slide into Dump 'Em or Date 'Em. The concept is simple. You've been seeing somebody for a while, but and then that thing happens that makes you go, do I drop them like it's hot or do I get out of there? Well, actually, no, I guess that'd be the same thing. Drop them like a hot potato or hold that hot potato and make sweet, tender, kissy time to it. Though you're really not supposed to do that with potatoes. Today in Dump 'Em or Date 'Em, we have Danielle. Danielle, tell us about the guy, how long you've been seeing each other, and why you're thinking you might dump the guy.
Okay, guys. Well, we've gone on about 9 or 10 dates, so it's like, I don't know, we're almost at 3 months. And he's a real cutie. I mean, he's really fun. He's really funny. And I really like him, but I was at his place the other night, and I was thirsty, so I go into his fridge, you know, just casual, and he had about, well, I'd say a dozen little plastic glasses, right, on the top shelf there with covers on them, like, well, I guess it kind of looked like milk. So I asked why he kept his milk or this drink or whatever it was that he had in his fridge, and he tells me that it's not just normal milk, it's breast milk. And to not drink it. So I kind of laughed and was like, no, really, what is it? And it turns out it's totally breast milk in his refrigerator.
Does he live with a woman that's like breastfeeding?
No. No, just him, which is why I'm calling you guys, which is why I need to know if I should dump him, because apparently he buys breast milk from women, like online, several women, and likes to drink it. He said he likes the taste and that he had read this article that it's a really great addition to his diet, like on post-workout, that it like ups his protein, and, you know, he really likes it. And it makes me want to puke just thinking about it. But, yeah, I mean, otherwise, he's a really awesome guy. So I guess that's what brings me to the dump him or date him on your show. I need help.
Okay, I will tell you this, and I mean, man, everybody's going to be, not everyone will be comfortable with this. It is not the first, second, or even third time I've heard that there's like the muscle builder dudes that buy that stuff off women and like to drink it for their workout. We've heard about it on this show before. We've read stories about it. So I don't want to say it's common, but it's not as uncommon as you think. Now, it probably wouldn't be for me, and I think I would dump this person, but I'm just saying it's not as uncommon as you think it is.
Yeah, I honestly would probably say date him, and the only reason you said he's a really great guy, otherwise this is kind of the only, like, downfall. If you can't get past it and think it's really that disgusting, though, you have to do what's best for you and dump him, but I don't know. I think that you could really try and get past it. It's just, you know, some people like chocolate milk, and some people hate it. Just the same thing.
Not really, though. It's breast milk. I say dump him, and I think it's disgusting. I couldn't imagine dating someone that drinks breast milk. And then could you imagine kissing them after?
Well, maybe you would have to make rules, like brush your teeth first. Do you think that this guy who just loves the taste of breast milk is supposed to be alone forever? I think that if he is doing it as like a fetish, maybe that's a little bit weird. But if he just says it's good for my body and I like the taste of it, then good for him.
All right. So your vote is date. How about you dump him or date him, Amy K?
Dump him.
All right. So there's no ands, ifs, or buts about it.
No, I couldn't imagine kissing someone who's drinking breast milk. Because then I would just think of where it's coming from. That's all that would be on my mind. I don't like it. I think if he wants to get those nutrients, there's other ways. Have a protein shake.
Well, I wonder if she's talked to him about that. You know, like there's things that you can take alternatively instead of that.
This,
Maybe she buys him a box of formula.
Question. Let's say she keeps dating him.
She bottle feeds him.
They get pregnant. Yeah. Is she going to then provide that for him?
That's maybe better than wherever he's getting it now. Whatever person on Craigslist or wherever the heck he's finding this, whatever mom group he joined on Facebook.
It depends on his reason for it, though.
He said it's because it's good for his body and it helps his workouts.
And so it's not like a really sick, weird reason. It's not a fetish reason. It's just because of he has an actual reason for it, and that's why I think it's not gross. If it was like a guy who really enjoyed it for other purposes and maybe because he knew where it came from then I would say dump him. But this guy just really genuinely thinks it's better for his body.
You're very passionate about this topic for some reason. Why does this speak to you so much?
No, I just like feel bad for the guy. You know what I mean? I think just because he has a preference of what kind of milk he likes, I don't think he should be alone forever.
Gotcha. So some people like 2%, some people like skim milk, some people like breast milk. That's kind of where you're at.
Yes, if it's for health purposes. I wonder if, does it really have that much protein that it's better than...
I don't know what's in it.
Google it, I guess.
The healthiness for it.
Dump them or date them. 237 hits, text 35270. Although this really did kind of seem to sound like... You remember in the presidential debates where nobody would just answer the question and then they would ramble on over the moderator for a while? Even though it became kind of like that, you really could just say dump them or date them if you want to.
Welcome to the Playhouse on Y94.
93.7
Y94. It's Playhouse, Y94, bringing out the passion today in Dump Them or Date Them. What say you on this one, Danielle? She's seeing a guy, and he's pretty great, right? She really enjoys him, but she's over at his place, and she's going to grab a drink, and he's got all these little weird bottles in his... in his fridge, and she's like, "What is this? Why do you keep your milk like this?" And then she discovers it's...
And it turns out it's totally breast milk in his refrigerator.
Does he live with a woman that's, like, breastfeeding?
No. No, just him, which is why I'm calling you guys, which is why I need to know if I should dump him, because apparently he buys breast milk from women, like, online, several women, and likes to drink it. He said he likes the taste and that he had read this article that it's a really great addition to his diet, like on post-workout, that it like ups his protein.
And here in the studio, it got pretty torn. What are the, how's the vote shaking out as far as like texts and tweets go?
I would say kind of down the middle. Most people are saying dump him, but talk to him if, or someone said talk to him first, but if not, dump him if he's not willing to change it. But I would say right down the middle between dump him and date him.
Well, it's one of those things, too, where, I mean, if anything that somebody does early in the relationship, you're like, I don't think I could tolerate that. You probably should walk away if that's not something you want to be around. All we can really do is tell you what the general consensus is and what like the average person maybe would do and give you kind of a bar to go off based off that when we do a segment like this. But if... You said that he picked his nose and it bothered you. I mean, you know, if you can't get over something, walk away. Why would you tolerate something you can't get over?
Yeah, because then you would just keep thinking about it. The only thing, like Jamie did say, if she really does like him and this is the only issue, what if she asked to try it? And she could see, where is this coming from?
Like, maybe I
do
know.
You like the taste? Is it really good for you?
No, I want to know where that's coming from. I want to know who, what... reassurance do I have this is a clean person? Like, he can drink all he wants. I would want some sort of, I want a background on this.
Someone did say you do know where drinking milk comes from.
Cows. Mm-hmm. And cows, I don't drink milk.
But they account, they're breast cow milk.
But this is like another human.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's, what's weirder?
You drank it from your mom when you were a baby.
Yeah, what's weirder? My mother.
Human milk going into a human or random animal milk going into a human? I mean, that's the question that person's raising, is which one's really stranger.
I'm lactose intolerant. I don't drink milk, so.
Man, I tell you what's actually really good, and I never thought I'd like it. I really enjoy that almond milk.
Maybe he could switch it up.
Almond milk is very good, but it is very bad for the planet.
For
is
the
it
almonds?
Really?
Yeah.
Well, it's a delish. I like
for the almonds.
They say the best milk that you should drink is the oat.
Oat milk? Are you saying goat or oat?
Oat.
I don't think I've ever had oat milk before.
It sucks. It's not good at all.
Is all the hipsters are into the oat milk now? Is that what, it's still like a trendy thing right now?
I try to stay away from milk.
It's supposed to be the only one that doesn't do anything bad for the planet.
Well, I don't so much care about the planet as I care about whether or not it tastes good. And you're telling me it doesn't taste good.
No.
The planet will be okay regardless of what milk I drink. I got faith in Mother Nature. But if it doesn't taste good, I don't want to have it.
I want to know what oat milk would even taste like.
I'm going to go on a limb and say oats.
Have you ever had coconut water and it tastes kind of like, coconut milk and it tastes like... watery almost? That's what oat milk tastes like. It tastes like a lighter version of almond milk.
Yeah, I couldn't do it.
Almond milk I can do. I'm not a huge coconut milk person. I don't know if the two droplets of breast milk I've tried really gives me much to
tried
go on
it?
There. Sure.
And
sure I did.
What do you think?
I don't know. Just tasted like sweetness.
Somebody said that breast milk tastes like sugar milk, almost like Frosted Flakes milk.
Why wouldn't you give it a try? It's around.
If I ever got pregnant, I think I would try my own.
Yeah.
But that was it.
Have a giant frothy cup of it, but just have like a little tablespoon.
Did you have a little milk mustache? Got milk?
No.